Sermon title today is Now and Later. On July 4th of 2025, America will celebrate its 249th birthday. In 2026, it will be our 250th year celebration, and they have a name for that. It's semi-quincentennial. Don't ask me to spell that. 249 years since signing the Declaration of Independence, and I praise God for this country you and I were born in, and I thank God for the freedoms that we have in this country and for those that paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I could enjoy them today. But I'm not here to tell you how wonderful our country is, but how wonderful our God is. I'm here to tell you how wonderful our God is, that the freedoms that we have in America pale to the freedoms that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ today, and we give Him all praise, all honor, and all glory today. Amen? Amen. Turn with me to John chapter 8, and we will begin there today. The Gospel of John in chapter 8. John in chapter 8. When you get to chapter 8, go to verse 31. In verse 31 of John chapter 8, it says this: Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they answered him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? And Jesus answered them, Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Are you free indeed today? Hallelujah. For those who know Christ, they have been liberated from the powers of darkness. The wages of sin is what? It is death. But through Christ, we have been given the gift of life, the life that is eternal through the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 35, when you read that, it may sound just a little bit strange to you. Let's read it again. In verse 35, he says, And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Jesus compares it to the life of a slave. In other words, how long will that slave be of that household? How long will it last that he will be under their authority? In America, we have seen freedoms taken away. And how long will it last that we have the freedoms that we have today? We have no idea. And that's the comparison. But the freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is eternal. It cannot be taken away. We are sealed of the day of redemption by the power of the Holy Spirit. As a church, we are to proclaim the eternal freedom that is available to all who know Jesus. To proclaim to a lost and dying world that they were not born and placed on this earth by accident, but the eternal and all-knowing, all-powerful God, the God of the universe we serve, placed them on this earth with a plan and with a purpose for their lives. Let's quickly review some of the scriptures that we've shared recently in the past, and then we're going to carry it on from there. So turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. A portion of scripture that you, at this point in time, you should be very, very familiar with. But look what he says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, it says this, Before I formed you in the womb. In other words, before you were conceived. He says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. No one is born on this earth by accident. Nobody is a mistake. You're not a mistake. I am not a mistake. We have been put on this earth for such a time as this, and God, in your life, has a plan and He has a purpose. Everybody that is out there wandering in the world is not born by accident, and for every one of them, God has a plan and God has a purpose. We are wonderfully and fearfully made in the image of God, it says in Psalms 139. He says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you to Jeremiah, you a prophet to the nations. Now turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. In verse 11 it says this, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God not only has a plan and purpose for your life, He also has the plans that He has put in place. He has plans that He sees already that you can do. Isn't that amazing? We build on this today by going to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. In Ephesians 1 and verse 4, now you've maybe never thought about this before, but look, listen to the words. So Ephesians 1 and verse 4, "Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." Listen to the words again. "Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." God chose you. He chose you to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God doesn't see us as what we are, but for what we could be. That's what He sees us. In verse 4 again, "without a plan, with a plan and a purpose, a holy and righteous people, a people called to the glorious truth of the gospel." You were called, you were born on this earth to be a son and daughter of God. Amen. Everybody. So those that are not going to church today, it just really upsets me when we talk about churches are closing, churches were tearing down because we don't have any people that's going to them anymore, and we live in an America that is lost, that is dying in their sins, that need Jesus Christ. We need to be building churches, not tearing churches down. Amen. Because there needs to be more people for the kingdom of God. Amen. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. To know Christ is to be birthed into royalty. Think about it, church, the opportunity that we have with this school to teach 40 kids that they are born with a plan and a purpose that is God ordained, that they are chosen of God to be on this earth, that they serve the God of the universe, and He has a plan for their lives to help them realize not only who they are in Christ, but also what they can be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's face it, most people live their whole lives and never see themselves being more than what they are. Think about it. Jesus did not die for what you are, but for what you could be. It's the church's job to help people realize and to live that truth out and through their lives. We want people to realize and recognize that God has a plan for them, that God has a purpose for them. We want them to realize that they were put on this earth for a plan and for a purpose, and God will make that happen in their life. For them to realize that. Satan is the master deceiver. Let me ask you today, are you a here and now person, or are you a there and then person? I'll say that again. Are you a here and now person, or are you a there and then person? Face it, most people are living just for the moment, for the here and for the now. So turn with me to Luke chapter 12. The Gospel of Luke in chapter 12. I'll read this and then I'll ask you a question. Luke chapter 12, verse 16. Verse 16 of Luke chapter 12, it says, "And He spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? But he said, I will do this, I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater, and there I will store at my all my crops and my goods, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God called to him, said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So he who lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God." So let me ask you, was this person a here and now or a there and then person? Well, obviously, he was a here and now person. But how many of us have lived with the same deception? And it is a deception. Oh, my barns may not be this big as this guy's barns. Or my increase may be a lot smaller than this guy's increase. But we can see the same thing that is going on. My wheel is smaller. But I'm the same hamster that's going around and around and around and around. It doesn't make any difference how big your wheel is. If you don't have Jesus, you have nothing. It doesn't matter if you need a bigger garage, a bigger boat, a bigger house, a bigger car. It doesn't matter if you say, I have all this increase. Most of the people in this world are living paycheck to paycheck trying to get to retirement because they think that they are going to enjoy the golden years that they can sit back and they can be merry. They never have to go to work anymore because that's all been taken care of because they are retired. Let me tell you, the book of James tells us that life is a vapor. It appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. That's a deception of the adversary to get us on the wheel, that we never stop and we never think about eternity. We never think about our life in God. We're so busy making a living, we don't have time for anything else. In verse 20 and 21, he says, but God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you, then whose will those things be which you have provided? So he says, who lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God. So what is the there and then plan? If this person was living here and now, what is the there and then? Well, turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, and I'll share it with you. Colossians in chapter 3. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, Colossians 3, verse 1, it says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. You know, when we talk about the here and now, you think, well, that's only the unbeliever. Only the unbeliever's got the here and now problem. And let me tell you, brother and sister, that's not true. There's too many Christians that have here and now problems. They're not focusing on the kingdom of God. They're not focusing on the things that are truly, truly important, the things that are truly, truly eternal. They're focusing on the things that are here and now. Do you know that Satan tried to get Jesus to do the same thing? And that's exactly what he was doing in the temptation in the wilderness. And we'll look at that in just a moment. But if you read this scripture, this is where he says our focus should be. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above before where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things of the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ is our life appears, when you also will appear with him in glory. There's not going to be one of us, when we leave this earth and the Lord Jesus comes, he's going to say, I wish I had a bigger boat. I wish I had a nicer house. I wish I had a nicer car. I'm so glad to be with Jesus. That is all counted as a loss to win the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Brother and sister, it doesn't matter what you drive. It doesn't matter where you live. It's where your focus is, and your focus needs to be on the Lord Jesus, because that's where completeness and wholeness comes from. He doesn't come from things. And I know sometimes I'm echoing to the choir, and there's many people says, yeah, but Pastor Leo, I got to make a living. Well, I had to make a living too. But even though I was trying to make a living, I was trying to pastor, and I was still trying to grow my relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ, because I knew that 3M would not take me to heaven. I knew my retirement would not take me to heaven. I knew that the only way that I was ever going to get to heaven, it was through my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's where my focus needed to be. 3M was never my provider. God has always been my provider. Amen? So the then and their plan is to set your goals on heaven and not on this earth. Now turn with me to Matthew chapter 4, and we'll see the deception that the adversary tried to do with Jesus. So Matthew chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. In verse 3, it says, "Now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' And he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.' And then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.' And Jesus said to him, 'It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" You can have all this stuff. We see those advertisements on TV all the time. Buy now, pay later, do this, do that. This is where your happiness is. This is where your completeness is. Brother and sister, we should be old enough now to know that stuff doesn't give us completeness. Stuff doesn't give us wholeness. The only thing that's ever filled me up, and it never was alcohol, and it never was anything else, it was only the power of the Holy Spirit. I say not be drunk on wine, but be drunk in the Spirit. And that's where the church needs to be today. Is we need to be filled with His power and with His authority going forth. Going forth, that's where our completeness is. It is not to be found in this world. Amen. Verse 8 again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And what happened? Satan left him because he defeated him with the Word of God. We defeat him today with the Word of God, with the lies that he tries to tell us. Do this, do that. Well, does anyone, I ask you, probably not, I don't know if very many people remember, but does anyone, maybe they still have it, do you remember the Now and Later candy? They still got it? See, we see here and now, here and now, there and then, but the Lord Jesus tells us that we can have it the here and now, or we can have a now and later. Turn with me to John 10, 10. It's the last scripture I'll share with you today. John 10, 10. The now and later. So we turn to John 10. John 10, so many of you already know this by script, by heart, I don't even have to turn to it. But in John 10, 10, he says, "A thief does not come to except to steal and to kill and to destroy." He doesn't want you to have happiness, don't think he does. "I have come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly." You see, I can have life today, and it positions me for eternal life later. Amen. It's the now and later. Only through Jesus can we have that. So with Christ, I can enjoy the fullness of life now, and it's even going to get better later. Are you ready to get off the wheel of deception and get on the path of eternal life? I ask anyone here that doesn't know Jesus that you would make that decision today of knowing Him as Lord and Savior. And maybe we're all saved. If we're all saved, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I praise God and I rejoice in this church that you are. But even if you are saved today, has there things that Satan has put in front of you because you've seen your neighbors or you've seen your brother and sister or you've seen relatives, they've had this and they have that and they have this over here? You know, I always wondered when we were growing up with the kids why everybody else's kids were perfect and mine weren't. I'm sure my mom and dad wondered the same thing. But we can always take our eyes and fasten it on something. You see, Satan fastens your eyes on the things that you don't have, so you can't rejoice in the things that you do have. And let me tell you, if you have each other, and you have the church, and you have the Lord Jesus Christ, you got 99% more than anything this world has to offer you today. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you. We rejoice in your word today. And I just pray that, Father, if there's one here that has not made that decision to know Jesus, and they feel that stirring and that drawing in their life, that they would respond to that. And while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would there be one by the signifying of the upraised hand? Pastor, I'd like for you to pray with me today. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Would there be one today? Would there be one? Have you ever done that? Have you ever come forward at a church and joined hands with the pastor or at this church or another church to receive Jesus? He says, they that believe in their heart and confess in their mouth, confess with their mouth, shall be saved. Have you done that? I ask you today, one more time. Is there anybody that would like for me to pray with them? I just want to make that clear. Father, we rejoice in this time that we can gather today. And help us, Father, to always keep our eyes fastened upon you. The dazzle and the glory of the world, especially when we're young, looks very exciting and very enticing. But Father, we know that it's all just smoke and mirrors that's used by the adversary to convince us to get on the wheel, to go round and round and round and never gain anything. But Jesus, we know that you came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And Lord, you have blessed my life more and abundantly over and over again, and I rejoice in you. I pray that you would be with my church family as we go our separate ways. For those that are going to be going on vacation, that Father, your traveling mercies would be upon their life. And Lord, we know that we're coming up to the 4th of July, and it's going to be a busy time. I pray that, Lord, you would bless everyone and keep us all safe. And we ask it all today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.